also about Rav Tzadik's tremendous knowledge in all areas of Chochmah. He had written many pages on mathematics, in algebra, and so on and so forth. He had also a very definitive knowledge regarding medicine. We mentioned it last week. What's interesting to add to that is that in Europe at that particular time, one of the diseases, from time to time, very, very serious diseases, was cholera. It was in Yiddish, cholera. And what's interesting is that at the center of Rav Tzadik's, as I say, medical knowledge was this epidemic in 1997. I mentioned before that Rav Tzadik would actually write medical prescriptions, and this was not very uncommon for many of the admirim at that particular tkufa, especially you mentioned Rav Dina, Rav Yeshen Henach, and also the friend of Kalman Shapiro, Eish Kredish, P.S. Etzner, who were renowned for writing medical prescriptions which were honored by druggists, by pharmacies. It's interesting to mention that how serious that the disease of cholera was, that in 1868, it was this epidemic that killed the chief rabbi of Lublin, which was Yeshua Heschel Ashkenazi. You might remember a number of weeks ago we mentioned that he was a strong misnagid, and there was a chalukadeus between him, by the way, and also on the Ishbetzer. There's a sefer Shvisus HaShabbos, by the way, another sefer of Rav Tzadik. There's so many different forums, and discussing particular issues in Hilchei Shabbos. And with chalukadeus on a particular issue between the Tzadik's Rebbe, the Ishbetzer, and the Lubliner, referring to Yeshua Heschel Ashkenazi. And Yeshua Heschel Ashkenazi consulted the Tzadik, remember we mentioned that, he says, why is it that he has such hachno and such his battle to his Rebbe, the Ishbetzer? After all, he says, you are much greater goyim, he says, than your Rebbe is. And the Tzadik says, how do you know? So Yeshua Heschel Ashkenazi says, because I've seen your writing, and the kind of pilpul that you write, I know your Rebbe is not capable of doing. So the Tzadik's response was, he says, we find in Shas, all of the Shas, Abayi v'roved omre tavayu, a one-line statement. Abayi v'roved omre tavayu, a one-liner. Now that one line, he said, Rebbe Yonis Naivchik may write 6 pages of pilpul. Yet who is greater? Is it Abayi v'roved who said the one-liner? Or is it Yonis Naivchik who wrote 6 pages of pilpul on that one line? So if you ask Ashkenazi, says, if you're comparing your Rebbe, he says, Abayi v'roved, I have nothing more to say. And then that was that. But the Maisa in 1868 pointed out this Shua Ashkenazi is another God. By the way, he wrote a shout to Chuvah called Noida Bashiorim, which happened to have a copy in my library. And he was nipped from this epidemic. I happen to have here an account. It was in 1892, just to tell you how serious, there was an author by the name, I'm not sure if he was a Prum author, Yechiel Yeshaya Trunk was his name. So he wrote in Yiddish, actually, he says the following. He says about how the epidemic spread like fire, and he describes it, he says, I just quote a number of lines. He says, cities were emptied of people, he says, from the great number of dead. He says, in the 1892 epidemic in Lublin, there was no house that did not have a death, he writes. This is an eyewitness account. He says, dead rolled in the streets, and the tears of orphans and widows, he writes, broke out, and Poshet reached the high heavens of Shemayim. There was an increase, he says, in the use of Zegulis, he says, and the recitation of Tehillim. Posters were placed in the shuls, absolutely forbidding the drinking of unboiled water and to refrain from eating chalk. Some reason said that we got to eat. So he brings down, he says, that he recalls that the chief rabbi of Lodz, who was the Bel Yochai Meisel, who, by the way, was clearly, one would say, a Lithuanian rationalist, you know. But when it came to this epidemic, because he opened up Yom Kodesh, and he put his head between the Sefer Torah, and he was Moir Rachna Shemayim, and outright said to the Malchamovic to remove his sword. It's very interesting. And he lit candles like on Yom Kippur, and he said special Tehillim. Just want to mention that under these particular severe circumstances, the communal leaders came to Tzadik, and also to Avraham Eger. You know where Avraham Eger was? That was the son of Reb Leib Eger. Reb Eger was Nifter. So his son, by many, and I said by many, by some rather, to say, who accepted it him, but Reb Tzadik became really the successor of Reb Leib Eger. But he wrote a sefer called Shevet Yehuda that had originally been reprinted. is Rabbi Avraham Eger, the son of Rabbi Eger, one of the great admirers of Lublin at the time. And they were asked to organize groups to say Tehillim and so on. At this particular time, which is very interesting to mention, was a tzaddik, by the way, who interesting has, that he mastered the symptoms of cholera, it says, and he was very, very active in bringing refuah to the situation. So it's a very interesting thing that the tzaddik's role in many other areas, not just, as you see, as a goyin and as a tzaddik, but very practical in the areas of refuah as well. What we have over here is, the theme is basically one with tzaddik, but what I did was, I broke it in the middle, pointing out the different areas where a tzaddik discusses a theme quite similar, and which is embellished. Again, what is missing in one area is actually quite elaborated on in a different area. Like the Gemara says many times, the Torah are aniyim b'mokem echad v'ashirim b'mokem acher. What we have here, let's take a look. We have to see the number of psukim that we have here on top. So these are the psukim that we're going to be discussing. The pasuk discusses Vayan Moshe. Actually, in Shemayis Rabbi Sai, the pasuk, there's a pasuk before that. There's a sickle of the parish ahead of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon Moshe Rabbeinu, and he commissions him to go to Mitzrayim, to go to Paran of Mitzrayim, in order to request that Paran release the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And interesting thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, go, and Vishomu L'Kailecha, they will listen to you. As a result, there is an incredible response by Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Vayan Moshe V'yomer V'hein Lo Yaminu Li, they will not believe me. But the obvious question is, I'm mentioning it right now, we'll see later, how can Moshe Rabbeinu say V'hein Lo Yaminu Li? HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly says, Vishomu L'Kailecha, they will listen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be successful. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu's retort? What's his comeback? And he's saying, Hein Lo Yaminu Li. How can you say Hein Lo Yaminu Li? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they will. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hein Lo Yaminu Li Lishimu V'Kaili, Ki Yomru, Le'Nero Lech Hashem. So Hein Hashem Elov, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, first of all, gives them two oisos. He gives them two simonim. Maze B'yotcha, what do you have in your hand? V'yem Amate. So Yomru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eshvachei Arso, throw it down to the ground. Eshvachei Arso, V'yil Enochos. Vayonis Moshe Nifonu. What happened later? Now I want you to retrieve the matzah. Shlach yotchot koy biznovoi. I grab hold of it at the end. Vayishlach yotchot koy biznovoi. And it turned back to its original state. Became a matzah, a staff again. Fine. That was simon number one. Because Baruch Hu says, V'hoyim lo yimin alecha, they still won't listen to you. V'yishim lo koy loy sarishin. If this simon won't be enough, V'yimin lo koy loy sarachlin. What's the call of Yisra'achlin? Remember it says there, because Baruch Hu says, put your hand to Chaykecha, right? And he removed his hand, it was, Dinah Mitzaraz Kasholik, the Torah. Because Baruch Hu continues and says, V'ho Yimlo Yaminu Gam L'Shnei Ois Yisrael, these two are not enough. Which two? The one with the Matah. Number two, the one with the Tzaraz, these two are not enough. L'Ishim L'Koy Lecho, L'Kach Tzom Yimei Mei HaYoyer, so now, because Baruch Hu is saying, you'll take from the water of the river, the Shefachto, Hayabosha, okay, so this is going to be ois number three. Okay, so now let's take a look here. So the tzaddik says, and starts out the tzaddik in the pesadik again. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks up and he says, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu asking me to go to Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't have confidence in my mission. So the Medrash Rabbah says, the Medrash indicts Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, this is one of the few areas that we're not that familiar about all of the indictments against the Moshe Rabbeinu. And here we have Chazal. Here we have Chazal indicting Moshe Rabbeinu, saying that Moshe spoke Shloike Hoigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Loi Vishom L'Kalecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly said that go Moshe, they will listen to you. So who Omar? And he says, Vehem LaYaminu Li. So Miyad Hishiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bishitoscha. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, Bishitoscha, I will show you that even Bishitoscha, that you are, right, apprehensive, but I will give you simon and I will give you eyesight to convince even you, Moshe, to convince you that you'll be successful. Even though it would not have been necessary, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Vishomu L'Kalecha. But being that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, after all, he saw that Moshe, right, was sort of reluctant, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Vishitoso, so he says, okay, I'll follow it your way. And Nitin Loi Oysis with Yidvor, because Baruch Hu gave him the Oysis based upon Moshe Rabbeinu's Shita. Very schwer, obviously, the Torah Lehavim, the Tzaddik says right away, let's see that. If in fact, it's like true, that Vishomu L'Kalecha, because Baruch Hu said that, so Loma Omar Hashem Yisbarach Achakach, HaKadosh Baruch himself says, you see, in Pasuk says, you see again, we have it marked down, we started, it was the last Pasuk that we had here on top, the last Pasuk. Who's saying this? HaKadosh Baruch is saying this. That if they don't believe, how can HaKadosh Baruch say if they don't believe? HaKadosh Baruch himself said, Visham Lekaleva. I mean, Moshe, if anything, which also we need to understand, Moshe was the one who hesitated. Moshe was the one who had doubt. HaKadosh Baruch himself said, Visham Lekaleva. So how could it be otherwise? So what is HaKadosh Baruch saying? If they will not believe, what do you mean they won't believe? HaKadosh Baruch clearly said right away, at the beginning, at the outset, he said, Visham Lekaleva. So how is he saying that? How does HaKadosh Baruch saying afterward, Vahoyim lo yaminu l'koy lo yisarishin, v'goyim etzetra, Vahoyim lo yaminu gam l'shnei yoysay. V'loma hutzlich bemes lo gimel ho oysay, kinim shom HaKadosh Baruch shem aminu. HaKadosh Baruch said, yeah, I'm aminu. What's the whole spiel here? So why, what's the necessary? HaKadosh Baruch said to listen. HaKadosh Baruch said to be successful. Was not that me. As we find, as a matter of fact, Nenash Moshe Rabbeinu al Shechoyzah. And we see, in fact, that Moshe Rabbeinu was indicted for this to the point that he was Nenash, as the Medrash tells us, Achaka. Says Reb Tzadik, and we have the, as they say, I concluded the paragraph through the next four lines because I wanted to bring this little break to show that this Nekudah Reb Tzadik says how this is really rooted, Bemis, in Peres Abba Shem Tov, in other places as well. Reb Tzadik says this, Lichur Reb Tzadik says, there's an amazing thing. Achnir Reb Tzadik says, Avadi Shebemis Oyim Amin. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, Bishamu, that they're going to listen, Tzadik, they are Amina. So what's the problem? How did it turn around? How did it later turn around? Vahoyim Loy Aminu? Says the tzaddik al yedei roim amin erak al yedei she'om haMoshe. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, brought out of his lips, Moshe Rabbeinu uttered the words vehein lo yaminu li. These words penetrated into the hearts of the Bnei Yisrael and transformed them from believers into non-believers. That's about the koyach of the dibur of Moshe Rabbeinu. Before Moshe Rabbeinu said anything, then they were maminim tachit. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like I said, Vishomu l'koy lecho. But al yedei she'om haMoshe Rabbeinu ve'hein lo yaminu li. Al yedei zeh nichmas b'leiv Yisroel shlo yaminu. The manig Yisroel, especially HaMoshe, the koyach of HaMoshe, when he says, and he makes a statement, that becomes a metzius. And if the metzius heretofore was different, the mere fact that he said it this way, this then becomes reality. Kain Shomru, and the Tzaddik actually supports what he's saying. The Gemara Erech and the Yizayim, the Gemara says, Doer l'ti parnis, that the Dor, the Madbeg of the generation, is connected with the leader, which means, because Shahar Parnis Oy Melech is Leib Yisroel. The Melech or Parnis, by Yidin, is not merely a leader. A Melech or a Parnis, actually, that's the heartbeat of the congregation. That's the heartbeat of Klal Yisrael. The heart of Klal Yisrael is the Melech and its leader. So if the Melech and the leader of Klal Yisrael has an opinion, that is what the heart of Klal Yisrael is thinking. If Moshe Rabbeinu is the Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Parnas, Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of Klal Yisrael, he is the Leib of Klal Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Erech, that Doel Lefi Parnas, Shah Parnas Oy Melech is Leib Yisrael. So the Rambam Hilchos Melachim says it Laloche. Rambam says that a melech is liboy leiv kahal Yisroel. What's in the Rambam? Says it's got to be something else. The Tzaddik takes it to a real extreme point here. As we take it that liboy leiv kahal Yisroel, that what the melech is thinking, this is what the heart of Klal Yisroel is thinking of. This is the matzav of Klal Yisroel. He is the extension of the body of Klal Yisroel. He is the main chelik of the body of Klal Yisroel. And the Mele says, "V'zer she'omer niyad." Therefore, right after that, because I'll say, "Niyad heishiva kodesh bracha b'shitoso." In other words, because this became taked b'shita. Once Moshe Rabbeinu said that, what that tehein lo yaminu li, so this in fact now became reality. The only thing we have to understand is, okay, so now it became reality. We understand why kodesh bracha now follows this way. But the kash is on Moshe himself. That wasn't answered yet. If a kodesh bracha told him, "Look at Tiller," v'shomer l'koy lecho. Enoch and Ami once said Moshe Rabbeinu Taki. Once Moshe Rabbeinu made the statement, Zehein lo yaminu li, we understand why that became a Matthias. But the kash is on Moshe though. Why did Moshe say that? Taki, Lemaisa, once he said it, so now that we have a new reality on hand to deal with. And that's what we're going to ask later. Just want to show you that this Nakudah, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said something, this becomes a Matthias, it becomes a Matthias in the world. Now, it's one thing, you know, a tzaddik is saying something, and the tzaddik says, okay, I'm going to do what you say, you know. But when Moshe Rabbeinu says something, he becomes a metzias in the world. We have this in Kedushas Levi. It's a few lines of Kedushas Levi, a short shtickle Kedushas Levi. I just want to show you. On the pasuk by the parish of the Meraglim, it's kedai to know it because we see that this theme again, and we have a theme in many places, it's kedai just to see where it is touched upon. Vayomer Hashem Tolasi Kedvarecho. Just to refresh our memories, this is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo on behalf of the Meraglim. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember, he throws his argument and he makes his plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, Rabbeinu Shlom, if you're going to destroy them and all the people are going to die here in the Midbar, then they're going to say, Mibilti Yecholus Hashem, right? Your Mesoilim are going to say, the Goyim are going to say, this is an indication of the weakness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you Taka were capable. On the one hand, you might have been capable of taking him out of Mitzrayim, but this is too much for you. To bring you the Eretz Yisrael, because you have all the mighty nations, right? Aknani, Achitri, Amor, all these mighty nations. Your strength goes up to here. It will become a tremendous Chilul Hashem. The Goyim will say, Mibilti Yecholus Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had no braver, so to speak. Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to the argument. Right, V'Reim Hashem Tolachti Kidvarecho. As you say. What's the emphasis? Tolachti Kidvarecho. Kidvarecho heard what he said. And Hashem Tolachti, fine. Fine. I hear what you say. You're asking me. You're begging me. You're being mevakish. To be Michael. Then Hashem Tolachti. No. Tolachti Kidvarecho. Perish Rashi Kidvarecho. Bishvil Masho Masho Pen Yoimru. Kidvarecho. Kidvarecho says, because of your argument. Why the emphasis on these words, Kidvarecho? What's Rashi telling us? Potik says, Reim Hashem Tolachti Kidvarecho. So what's Rashi adding? Kidvarecho, as Moshe, right, as Moshe argued. Well, that's evident right in the Potik. Mephorish in the Potik. Moshe just finished arguing, right? So Reim Hashem Tolachti Kidvarecho. Very clear, Kidvarecho means the argument of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Blaib Yitzvah. The Nerish is Dekavonis Rashi. Because then it says, "Dine Moshe's follow Kodesh Baruch Hu Bad Yisrael B'Tayne Shul Yechad V'Shom Chilul Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu's Tayne was that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Moichel, because otherwise it might lead to a Chilul Hashem. Kimam Rapotik V'Shom in Mitzrayim, right? Oh, all you need is the Mitzrayim, right? That's all that you need. Mitzrayim says, "Oh," he says, after their downfall, you know what they want is to get back and be Noichim. Oh, you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu, his koyach is very limited. L'chay Kosher. He says, "Lady, looks at it from a different vantage point." He says, "Aloy biyado Kodesh Baruch Hu called Machshavos Bnei Yodo." Listen, if Kodesh Baruch Hu really wanted to destroy, if he felt that the right thing was that they die in the Midbar, I mean, if the concern was of Chilul Hashem, I mean, can't Kodesh Baruch Hu change the Machshavos of people's thinking and just remove Chilul Hashem? And how could they shemai? Kodesh Baruch Hu can do anything. If Chilul Hashem is standing in the way, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's Chilul Hashem based on? Because people are going to think this and this, right? You have so Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is biyodo, he called machshavos bnei yodom, the whole darkei bnei yodom lahato is lasha yakpoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, make it turn to any direction Kodesh Baruch Hu chooses. Im kein yatsa machshavos hu mishlo yoimu mebilti. Because what it comes out of here is that the truth is that justice is not being right, is not being carried out. Because mitzvah justice, right, Kodesh Baruch Hu really felt that what, that they have to die in the midbar. But there's a problem. We have a problem. Yechil Hashem. Because of Yechil Hashem, right, we're going to have to give them an allowance, give them a pass. Which means that the emissary is that they should have really died in the Midbar. But it's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand, so to speak, are tied. Hey, if they die in the Midbar, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll be in trouble. I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, be in trouble. Kodesh Baruch Hu can undo the trouble. We'll be the trouble. Yechil Hashem. People are going to think such and such. Kodesh Baruch Hu is quite my limit. Let him just be mevatel the machshavos. Kodesh Baruch Hu has control of everybody's machshavos. He won't think it. He makes them not think it. Finish. And do what you have to do. What Kodesh Baruch Hu felt is the right thing to do. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu really wanted to do one thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu pushed into a corner. Kill Hashem, you're throwing at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, kill Hashem. Oh, says, okay, you're right. I can't do it. I would like them to die in the midbar, but I can't do it. Kill Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu has an eight. I can't take an eight again. You know, kill Hashem. That's it. But there's a way. Says the Kedushas Levi, Avloin Yin Nod Inyan is that Dibur Shal Tzadik is Oysa Roshim Lemalo Lemato. The Dibur of a Tzadik is Oysa Roshim in Shemayim and down on this world Kimam Rakosas. The Sigzor Oymer the Yochim Lach the Potik says when the Tzadik is Geyser Sakarish Bokhin Mekayim. The Imkain, what happened over here, says the Kedushas Levi, that Kivin Shoma Moshe, the Philosoi, Chiyich Haz Vishol Mechilal Hashem. Since Moshe Rabbeinu uttered, right, it came out of his lips that there will be a Chil Hashem, Kishiyasa Chazishol, Kolobi Yisrael, if there will be destruction in Bnei Yisrael, this will lead to Chil Hashem. Once Moshe said that this will be, it will be so. Because Moshe said it will be so. The Moshe took that oath. The Moshe utters, when Moshe says something, so he says, V'vadai kach yichaz v'shom Chil Hashem. So there should be Rashi. Really, Rashi is trying to tell us. Bishvil ma'asho ma'atu. It's not because of the argument itself. By the argument, because you can take care of the argument. But the mere fact that Moshe said the argument, that's an issue. That's what Rashi wants to add. So the argument is said will be Chil Hashem. So the Rebbe could find a way out. Should be Chil Hashem. Look and remove the Chil Hashem. Look and remove the Chil Hashem. But the fact that Moshe said that there will be Chil Hashem, that becomes now reality. The Zeh Shefish Rashi, Bishvil Ma'ashe Ma'ashe Ten Yoimu, V'diburcha Oso Roshem, U'bevada Yoimu. Avo Zul Ez Diburach. Had Moshe not said it, because let's understand, if Moshe would not have thrown the argument, right? There would have been Chil Hashem also. It's not because of the Pashas, right? Because Moshe is telling us, right? Moshe is telling us a logical thing. So regardless if Moshe would have said it or not, it would have been a Chil Hashem. But if Moshe would not have said it, because God could have avoided the Chil Hashem. So it's going to be Mevatel the Machshavos Bnei Yoda. But the fact that Moshe said it now, so now the simple Chesed of Chil Hashem now becomes the reality of Chil Hashem, that it has to happen. You can't change course. The Hemshech HaDvarim can no longer change course, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is what happened. Keep him Shomar So. After she yomru, but you Moshe said that they will say. You Moshe said they will say. Then I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, cannot undo it. So you have a cloud. If the tzaddik is goyzer, Kodesh Baruch Hu mekayim. The tzaddik has the koyach lemalah mamato. The mamar akosah the tigzor yomer v'yokemo. Okay, the Kedushas Levi Bemis, he's talking about a tzaddik in general. He's talking about a tzaddik in general. The tzaddik, all the more so, is referring to Moshe as a leader. If you're a leader, or you're a melech in Klal Yisrael. So it's the statement and the belief of a melech and a leader, right? If you are somebody of state of somebody of a Baal Madrega, that becomes the mahalach, because that becomes the lev of the Bnei Yisrael. That is the lev of the Bnei Yisrael, and that becomes what the Eshua are going to begin to think. The thought of the Bnei Yisrael will change according to the thought of the melech and the manik. So I want to show you a wonderful, wonderful piece that we have here in Divrei Sefer. It's a totally different sefer of the Tzaddik HaKoyen called Divrei Sefer. Being the first that we feature it here since we started. This is Petach HaChelik, this is Ois Chavdalad, which is just a chelik of this Ois. The Tzaddik says as follows, this is what the Tzaddik says. Kol seroras umalas shum odom yisrael eina mishloi levat. Whenever there is leadership, you have to understand something. We, Bnei Yisrael, every Yid is equal to another Yid. What gives one the right to be a Moshe or a ruler over somebody else? I mean, this doesn't work with dictatorship in a sense like Umasoylam. Umasoylam, they have a Melech, and then the Melech has a whip in his hand. And the Melech, he's a dictator. Even though he could be a Mushkes, he's a lowlife, and he doesn't even deserve to be a Melech. He's a person who, by various situations and the various events, he's able to come to power. Now he's a Melech. Why is he a Melech? Why isn't somebody else a Melech? Why isn't somebody else who's smarter than him a Melech? Why? He's a Melech. By Bnei Yisrael, by Am Yisrael to the Tzaddik, if anybody has a Milo over somebody else, it comes from the people themselves. In other words, Kol Seroras U'Milas Shumod Am Yisrael Eina Mishloi Levad Rak Meklal HaKinei Siyo. It comes from the Klal Yisrael. Which means, Leti Shekol Ha'uma Koyimo Shalema. Klal Yisrael are not Yechidim individuals. The Klal Yisrael is one entity, is one single body. The individual people within Klal Yisrael are the various Eivorim. The same way that a person has Ramach Eivorim, no one will say that each limb, right, is a guf bifnei atzmoi. Right? It's very clear that the Ramach Eivorim, that every Eivor that a person has, are all part of one guf. The Nei Yisrael also is a Uma Shalema. Every Yid within Klal Yisrael is part of one body. So, right? The head needs the feet, and the feet needs the head. So when you have a Roish, and you have a Melech in Klal Yisrael, he needs the people in the same way that the people need him. The Melech needs the people as well. Listen what he says. The Ein Malas Koyhanim when the Vim of Melech in the Taratman. I want you to know that a Koyin and a Novi and a Melech, their Madrega is not because he was some born a Koyin. Amad, it means there are certain conditions. Because there are disciplines. But if somebody tells a Koyin, he's not a mile of the Kohen just because he's a Kohen. But his Kedushas Kehuna Nemtzach from Klal Yisrael. In other words, he's a part of Klal Yisrael who generates Kedushas Kehuna. Klal Yisrael generates Kedushas Kehuna. Tosfos, so to speak, spits out Ikoyim and different people who have different madregas. Whether it's a Novi, whether it's a Melech, Shehem, Nehem, the Kehanim are part of the Neisol, and the Klolom Nibcharu. Ukamayisha Omer, the Gemara says in Tainus, for example, just to show that the leader is not an independent person who has godless on his own. His godless is actually a consequence of representing the Bnei Yisrael, and therefore we find the Gemara says that Kozman Yisrael Bamidbar Hayin Nizoyfin, Kozman that he in the Midbar were still shunned by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, and they were still sort of like banned, like Niglish Shkina LaMoshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't have Gilish Shkina. Why not? Moshe didn't Shkaita give him. But Moshe's godless is not independent godless. Moshe's godless comes from the godless of the Bnei Yisrael. And if the Bnei Yisrael themselves are not on the level of the Madrega that they should be, Moshe Rabbeinu also status is automatically lowered. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is an extension of Klal Yisrael. So if Klal Yisrael is higher, Moshe Rabbeinu is higher. If Klal Yisrael is lower, Moshe Rabbeinu is also lower. The Nehemiah we find also, the Churban says, Gam Nediyayich Lemotu Chozoin. Kabishat HaChurban de Neviim. The Neviim also had no Nebuah. Hagam Goy Chotu, they were not Chayte. Again, the godless of a Novi is not an independent godless. He's an extension of Klal Yisrael. His Koyach, his godless, right, is built by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael builds their Neviim. Klal Yisrael puts out their Koyhanan. And it comes from the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael fuels the Koyach HaKiddushah that the Kohen has. Klal Yisrael fuels the godless that makes a Novi into a Novi. And the Melech Nehemiah, next column on top. The Melech Nehemiah on top, it says, Mikerev Achecho Tokim. The Tzaddik sees what's chat in the words Mikerev Achecho Tokim, which means, what's the Torah telling us? Take a Melech Mikerev Achecho. It means the definition of a Melech in these words, Mikerev Achecho. Shadei Shehem Mekim Yemoyse Veloyche Moyse Mikerev Umeim Kei Leiv Kol Yisrael. The Melech is the extension of the heartbeat of Klal Yisrael, who comes in after. Again, he's not an individual person who is a Melech over Klal Yisrael. He's the Leiv of Klal Yisrael. He's part of the Leiv of Klal Yisrael. Ki HaMelech Be'olam Hu Digmas HaLev Beguf. The Melech in the world is like the Leiv in the heart. The Leiv in the heart is part of the Guf. What gives the Leiv the Koich HaChius? The rest of the Guf. Take out a heart, right? Take out a heart. Cut out a heart from a Guf. The heart can't exist. The heart gets its koyach achius from the rest of the goof. The same way that the leiv gets its koyach achius from the rest of the goof, and the leiv gets also. The leiv is machayah the goof. The leiv is machayah the goof. But the leiv, the koyach of the leiv comes from the goof. The same way the koyach of the melech comes from the people. As it says in Sefer Yetzirah, Shuhu leiv ha-koyimah the Knesset Shol. Call it all, the melech is the leiv of the koyimah. Call it all the koyimah shalemah. It's one koyimah. It's one body. It's one body. The individual people are the individual limbs, the individual avarim of that body, of that corporation, that entity, that single entity, that single unit called Klal Yisrael. Balkin Omru, therefore the Gemara says, Parnes Lefi Hador. Therefore it says, by the way, you see, Tzadik here quotes the same Gemara that quoted in Pitzadik that we started a moment ago. We said, this tickled Pitzadik. Tzadik in the Vesar quotes saying what? That the Parnes is Lefi Hador. The Manik is according to the generation. Ayin Shom Be'erichim. And he shows, the Melech is the Leif, the Sanhedrin, the Kohen, Eine Hoedah. Because it's one group. Right? Just like in a group, you have I, right? So in the goof, in the Kaim Shalema, in this large body called Klal Yisrael, there's also a set of eyes. Which chelik of the people, right, represent the Sanhedrin, the leaders? They show the way. They see the way. Sanhedrin are the Einei Hoedah. They are the eyes of this goof, of this single goof called Klal Yisrael. Kohen Gadol, who harosh shalech Knesset Yisrael. Kohen Gadol is the head. The Melech is the leiv. The chain. Again, let's start to repeat. Kol kedushas koyhanim uleviim who hane'etzal v'nifrash mikdushas bnei Yisrael. This is cut out from bnei Yisrael. It's not an independent koyach. Bnei Yisrael have within themselves different levels of kedusha. So the koyin was sort of like separated. Was separated out of a portion of Klal Yisrael, and they are koyhanim. But the kedusha of the koyin is the kedusha separated from the entity of Klal Yisrael, which was possessed in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael possessed this high level of Kedusha, and the Kohen has been separated, right, in this area of Kedusha, coming from Klal Yisrael. And even though ultimately the Kohen is above the Bnei Yisrael, says the Tzaddik, Yeah, the kohen is above, but where did he get his koyach from? Where did it come from? The kohen is above, but who mikoyach to dishos from the bnei Yisrael shenizgali b'shevet Levi b'yoseh. In other words, the expression of the kedusha of Klal Yisrael expresses itself, right? Just like in the human body, certain koyach expresses itself in the brain, right? The brain functions as it's supposed to function. Certain koyach of the human body expresses itself through the koyach of the lay. A certain chalik of kedusha of bnei Yisrael in the bnei Yisrael expresses itself through the koyach. But it all comes, the source and the shayrish, the factory with all fuel, what comes from, what's manufactured. The koyach of the kedusha's kahuna comes from bnei Yisrael. Fascinating thing. Falkin, therefore, is absorbing the parasha, and we know, as it says in Baaloitzko, it says, the ethnos alvim, the parasha of Baaloitzko, you might remember there, it says, hey, from bnei Yisrael, mitzvah bnei Yisrael, right? It says it's five times bnei Yisrael, in the last few comments there, right, it says five times bnei Yisrael, it's connected to Chamisha Kumishatayr. It's five times bnei Yisrael. The ekach salvi, mitzvah bnei Yisrael, and there will be on top of the bnei Yisrael, they will lead the bnei Yisrael, and so on and so forth. That says five times bnei Yisrael. Vam razal, v'hubibarashisham, v'hayidiyach, yivotin shal Yisrael. The reason it's mentioned five times bnei Yisrael, to teach us the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, shekof alas karosam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned bnei Yisrael so many times. Hey, form them before together. So they said, that's fine and well. But why mention it? Because Baruch Hu wants to show that he has love for bnei Yisrael. Why mention it here when you are appointing Levim? Why it got to do with designating Levim? Now, mention your love for the bnei Yisrael, you know, wherever you want to do it. But what's it got to do here in this particular parasha? With designating Levim. I will say, Nachshon says it's all in order that we do not make a mistake to think that Bechiras HaLevim etoch bnei Yisrael sheyesh v'zech eson lebnei Yisrael. Ah, somebody will say, oh, now we're picking out choice people. These are the choice people. And that may be a reflection, a negative reflection on the Bnei Yisrael who are not Levim. Right? Because they are on the lower Madrega, therefore. So this would be a negative reflection on the rest of the people. The Torah wanted to avoid that, and the Torah went out of its way mentioning Bnei Yisrael five times. As I'm separating a certain chelik of the population, and I'm calling them Levim, I'm designating, right, particular avoiders, particular service, particular mission. Al Kimbol, so the Chol Yisrael, right, we should sing Sharak Alavim, Nibchol Abayz Hashem, the Chol Yisrael, Nidchu, Venim Ruim Lekach, you might think. Al Kimbol, he be a Chibosim, Mamakim, the Daik Eloima. That Vloy Nibchol Alavim, Lametech Ribu, Chibosim, the Bnei Yisrael. Because Bnei Yisrael are so dear to me, that I'm able to take some of them, that I'm taking some of them, and I'm designating them to a special service. Then Roy Chibosim, Hoy Royal, they become worthy, she Yibchor Nehem, Gamkin Shavit, Lo Ovdoy. That the Lule Toyke Chiba called Bnei Yisrael, because Baruch would not have had the strong Chiba to the Bnei Yisrael, Rahoyu Levim Nibchorim Klau. Levim would not have been able to make it on their own. There's no such thing as Levim on their own. Rahol Ma'alosom Mitoyek Bnei Yisrael, Umasad Ma'alosom the Chibosom the Bnei Yisrael. The Levim, Mila is as being a special group within the Bnei Yisrael, as part of Bnei Yisrael. And Ubuchol Doyevadoy, Imalas Hadoy Kuloy, and this is true. Every generation, that the leaders are fueled by the godless of the people of whom they are an extension of. That Cain who malas the kedusha sakoyhanim sheboisador v'atamid hachachom v'chol rosh yisrael. As the first words of the tzaddik again, as we started in Oitz Chavdalis, that kol tzroro umalas shumodo miyisrael eino misheloi levav. It's not misheloi levav. That it comes from the people. So now that we have this idea that the parnas and the Manig Yisrael, that's really, he is part of the people. He's the chelik of the people. He's the leid. He's the heart of the people. And his koyach of Gedula and Maila comes because of the people. And it's the madrega of the people that elevates that Manig to the madrega that he has. So Manig to coincide with that, it is so wonderful, this other Ritzodik. Now this is a Ritzodik in Parshas Emor, again. Two small paragraphs. This is a chelik of a longer paragraph. But here again, Reb Tzadik reiterates this, but then he adds something, a Dover Nifla. Look what Reb Tzadik says. That's the middle of the piece. Reb Tzadik says, Kemoi Shinemar. This is a pasuk in Zechariah. Zechariah, capital Yud. It says, Mimenu Yosei. It says, from Klal Yisrael comes out the pegs, Mimeno Pino. And from Klal Yisrael comes out the cornerstone. What does it mean? What does it mean, Klal Yisrael produces the pegs, and it produces the cornerstone? So there's a Gemara in Chulm. It's a medrash also. The Dorash Shmoy Srabba Terek Lamazayin, the Gemara Chum Daf Nun Vol. Mimenu Koyhanov. It's from the Bnei Yisrael that the Koyhanan come out of. Mimenu Melochos. it's from the Bnei Yisrael that the kings emerge from. What does it mean? Where else would a Kohen come from? Where did a Kohen come from? Which nation would they come from? It's not from the Bnei Yisrael. What's Chazal saying? Mimenu Kohanu. Mimenu Melochot. Where do you expect a Kohen to come from? Expect a Kohen to come from a Goyish? Where? A Kohen? There's no Hainichikola Kedushas Yesh Bi Yisrael. Then it says that all the Kedushas are found in Yisrael. In other words, Kedushas Kohuna is in Bnei Yisrael. Barakshu Kohanim Nivchiru Lavid Avodis HaKodesh. But Kedush Baruch Hu did, he carved out from Kedushas Yisrael a segment of people which are Shevet Levi, that they should represent Bnei Yisrael. This is a Kedush Baruch Hu's decision. But their Kedusha is all part of Bnei Yisrael at large. To make Kedushas Yisrael Netzal, it was carved out from Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas HaKohanim. Says the Tzadik Yukedivir Rabbeinu HaKodesh Zatzal, the Ishbetze. And he says, as my Rebbe said, Shishoa the Ishbetze of Gifrei, the Ishbetze raised the following question. Ma'adua Ein HaKohanim Mevorchim B'chol Yoyim Shotani Koyim. Right? We have all the denominations, Shloisani Isho, Shloisani Yoveh, Shloisani Goy, right? Why doesn't the Kohen thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shesani Kohen Mokemachta Kohen? I think you pray the Ishbetze. Rashi Voisi says, Reb Tzadik, I answered my Rebbe. Haloi gam Yisroel einem mevorchem shoftani Yisroel. But we find the brach is always on a negative. That he didn't make me this. He didn't make me that. Well, he didn't. Voisi shlili. We don't find it. That's a kasha, by the way, that we know Tzadik doesn't bother getting into that because he has his own idea, which is a Mogen Avraham. Like Simon Menbov discusses this question. Why? We don't say shoftani Yisroel. Why is it shaloi otani goy? Okay. Says Reb Tzadik. But Reb Tzadik has his own idea. He says Yisrael also doesn't make a bruche in the positive sense. Rakshlo yisani goy, have it. The gamin mevorchim shosani ish. We say rakshlo yisani isho. That brings a chaim to mevorch tals mogravon. Tata says Reb Tzadik. Because she aim mevorch shosani Yisrael. Because you know to be made a Yisrael, you know, there's something to live up to the title Yisrael. You're not made a Yisrael. I mean, you're born Jewish, but that's not Shosani Yisrael would mean. Shosani Yisrael means that you behave and you live your life to be worthy of the title. Yisrael is a title. Yisrael is a title. It's not just a race. It's a title. It's a title which means Ki'odam Adayin U'Tachas Abchira. Even if you're born a Yid. So what does that mean now? What are you going to do now? How are you going to conduct your life? Ubishem Yisrael Yechuna Zeh says Reb Tzadik Shebachru B'Toy, who chooses Toy, who knows that's going to happen? Who can predict the future? Umi Yodeya Am Yochel Lamed Zebchirosa, who knows? We're not entitled to say yet. It's premature to be saying Shosani Yisrael. How do I know? How do I know I in fact am a Yisrael in the sense of what Yisrael implies, what Yisrael is Mechayit, the responsibility of carrying the name Yisrael. Because that's true. I was not born a goy, which means, therefore, I now have the bechira to become a Yisrael. I now have the bechira. Now that Shlo Yisani goy, I now have the bechira to become a Yisrael. But the Shlo Yisani Yisrael, who knows? Halavai. But who knows? Yisani Yisrael. I still have the bechira. I still have a life ahead of me. Who knows which direction I'll be going? From the Eilat. Now, that Shlo Yisani goy v'evet, al kapon nitin takas a bechira, libcha betoy, mach mashena goy v'evet. So that about is true. The Chayim the Koyim. Here comes the Tzadik now. So he told the same thing regarding a Koyim. The Kashi was, the Ishbetz asked, why don't you make a Broch a Koyim, Shosani Koyim? Says the Tzadik, V'shayach Levorach Shosani Koyim, Ki Gam Kena Bechira B'yodoy, V'hachnis HaKdusha B'liboy, V'gam Tzorish L'lechal L'Kuhunosoy. Kuhun is also a title that demands the responsibility behind that title. Who knows? Who knows what kind of a life this particular Koyim is going to lead? Who knows if it's not the Mechalalus Kedusha? What kind of a Koyin is this who's going to be Mechalalus Kedusha? Shosani Koyin means, right, the Koyin who's going to be Zoichet, to be an Eved Hashem, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way. So therefore the Koyin, he says, who has these responsibilities yet ahead of him, which is still in the future. So maybe the Koyin should make it the other way. Just like a Yid makes the negative, right? He cannot make, he says, Shosani Yisrael. Why? Because who knows? What does he make, Shosani? Shosani Goy, he makes. So why doesn't the Kohen? If he can't make Shosani Kohen, let him say Shlo Yisani Yisrael. Chaz Vishorim. A Kohen is Nishka Yisrael. Says the Tzadik. It's it's more than just a nice word, because the tzaddik says the whole kedusha of the kohen comes from Bnei Yisrael. That's what tzaddik. It's the same line. The say shloyasani Yisrael do tana nizub. A regular Yisrael can say shloyasani goy, but a kohen, on the one hand, shloyasani kohen, he cannot say, because who knows? There's still a bechira ahead of him. He lives up to the responsibilities of a kohen. And to say, instead, the kohen should say, that's machish gemachta Yisrael, chaz v'sholem, to say that statement, he says. So v'shlo yisrael yisrael bevada elu shayach levorech, v'gam heim Yisrael gamke, v'chaz v'sholem loymake. The hiskim l'dvorai, my Rebbe was maskim, shu teres amiti. However, the Rebbe Tzadik, the other that we mentioned, the Rebbe Tzadik, but my Rebbe himself added something. The hu zatzal omar. And my Rebbe, the Yigbeta, said, sheledatoi kohanim ein behem maila be'emes. A kohen does not really have a maila be'emes over regular Yisrael. The chol ha-kedusha shebehem mikoyach Yisrael. In other words, yes, he ends up being above. You know why? Because he's sucking out. He's being yoinik, as you will. It's like somebody siphoning off, right? Like somebody siphoning off, so you have more, right? And there's less in the barrel. But this is not an indictment on the barrel, because the barrel is the only reason the barrel, right, is lacking, because everything in the barrel is now have been transferred over. The kohen has been siphoning off as kedushas Yisrael, said the Ishbitz. The chol kedusha shebehem mikoyach Yisrael shemachnisin ben kedusha. The kedusha of the kohen comes from the bnei Yisrael that are machnis kedusha in the kohen. The Hoysev Oman, he says a beautiful pshat. He says Yezeh who puts the benatanoim, the mishnah and peri beis amidus. You know, in the Azorah we had Ezra's Yisrael and we had Ezra's Koyanim. The machloek is what separated the two. You see, a regular Yisrael is not allowed to go into Ezra's Koyanim unless there is a need, like to do smicha on a carbon or to do tnufa. Otherwise, Ezra's Yisrael was for a Yisrael, and the Koyanim, Ezra's Koyanim was for the Koyanim. What separated? One opinion said there was such a pole, sort of like a gate or a machitza. Another opinion said it was a step higher. Says the Ishbitzer, quotes with Tzaddik, that my Rebbe said, what's the source of machloekes in these Tanoim? As to what was used as a separation between the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Koyanim, he says, Roshay Pastis in Mavdilin Bein Ezra's Yisrael and Ezra's Koyanim. That's one opinion. Roshay Pastis, there was such a pole. One shot is that there was a machitza shaleven. Anyway, meaning, what does that first opinion tell us? Heinish lahoya maloi, no step. The first opinion says there was no step in the demarcation between the two territories. Ben Ezra Yisrael Ezra Skanin. Rak pastis in Mavdilin. So he had a flimsy mechitza, some sort of a mechitza. But Rabbi Ben Yaakov Omar, Oymer says, Maila hoisa gvoyama. Oh, there was a Maila. What's the source of machlekes? So Umerumiz, what Umerumiz is, that Tanakam Nisoyver she'ein lekoyin shum Maila Yisrael. That a kohen be'etzem doesn't have a maila. There was no step to show that the kohanim are higher, because yekdushas a kohanim when mitzad kedushas Yisrael. The mashakosa, that's what the pasuk means. Nemeno yosad. From Klal Yisrael comes their pegs. From Klal Yisrael comes their cornerstone. And the Gemara explains it to mean their kohanim and their malachim come from Klal Yisrael. Meaning that the kedusha of the kohen comes from the bnei Yisrael. They are feeding the kedusha in the kohen. They are the gasoline. They are fueling the kedusha into the kohen. The Rebbe Yankis Soiver, he holds yesh like yahadim tzad kedusha yisera. That a kohen does have a tzad kedusha yisera al kedusha yisrael. But lezeh omar, therefore he says, shoy yeshua maila achas. Nu, so it comes out that at least there's one man doma that says that a kohen has a higher maila. Says the tzaddik, my Rebbe said, but we know we have a principle that elu veelu divra lekim chayim. So how do we reconcile these two views? One opinion says the kohen does not have a higher maila. The other opinion says that he does. There's a tzaddik v'yedua b'chol apluktis elu ve'elu divrakim chayim u'shneim emes. You know how? How does Hatim both be true? Ki hatzat, the opinion that says that there's a maila yisera sheshba kianam hugam temisat kinesis yisrael. That's also because of Yisrael. So go, okay, the kohen has a maila yisera, but he got it from Kinesis Yisrael. So it all comes from Kinesis Yisrael. It's the kedusha of the Bnei Yisrael that gives it to the kohen. The component, so the madrega of the kohen and the Bnei Yisrael. And this is going back. Now we go back to our original tzaddik. I mean, this was the break that we did here. So let's go back now. So the kids, so the tzaddik says that being that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the lave of the Kahal Yisrael. So Enoch and Ami HaKadosh Baruch Hu said originally that the Bnei Yisrael are maminim. How did it all of a sudden change? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vohoyim lo yaminu. Because the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu uttered and said that the Yidin, right, hey, lo yaminu, that became reality. He was machnik. He put the words of Moshe speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to the Bnei Yisrael, speaking to the Bnei Yisrael. When Moshe said something, his word, right, was machnis. That entered doubt, that put doubt into the minds of the Bnei Yisrael. That's lo yaminu. Question now, so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now continues in that vein. The Pasuk says in Pasuk says, as we said here on top, Rahoyim lo yaminu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Gal Mishnei Hoysa Israel. The last part that we had there on top, when we started. So maybe it will be the third nice, the third night will be the dam. Question is, as we said, on Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu though? Once he said it, okay, so that becomes reality. But where does Moshe Rabbeinu come up saying that the Heim lo yaminu v'akadosh Baruch Hu said b'shomer lo kolecha? So the Tzadik goes on saying v'lohevin das Moshe Rabbeinu kim shishom Hashem Yisborah, that if Moshe v'maisir factually he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shomer lo kolecha se'echom av'lo yishmu b'koyli. So how does Moshe say go or turn around and say v'lo yishmu b'koyli? How does he say that? Nera says the Tzadik she'bevadai al ikir ha'ge'ula lo'ola al datoi chas v'chalila shelo yaminu. When Moshe said he will not believe, the kavonas advarim is not, Moshe never said that they will not believe. They don't believe that they can be redeemed from Israel. They knew it before Moshe. Ultimate geula, ultimate redemption from Israel. They knew that anyway, because they had it. They had scrolls. If you do have the Medrash tells us, you know, on Shabbos Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed that power should give them a day of rest, and so Pai said, fine, and Moshe chose Shabbos. What did he do on Shabbos? I don't know, they weren't reading the Egyptian times. So they had scrolls that told them about the future, the Gula Huasida. They had Megillah, as the Tzadik points out here. There come a time because Yisrael will redeem them. So you saw this, so Moshe Rabbeinu thought, Sha'al Zed Nema V'Shomel Kalecha. Shomel Kalecha means merely what? That the Yidden will believe in the ultimate redemption. However, when? It doesn't say when it's going to happen. Ultimate redemption. But when? In other words, Acho Yisover, Moshe Rabbeinu had doubts, a different doubt. The doubt of Moshe, Hein Lo Yaminu, was not that the Yidden will not believe in Geula Be'etzem. Another will believe in Geula. Their question will be, Acho Yisover, Shiyoy Moshim, Einem Re'uyim Le'Geula. They'll say that we are not worthy of Geula. And therefore, yes, because what we said is that we will be redeemed. But maybe we first have to prove ourselves. Maybe we first have to be worthy to be Nigal. Yes, it's going to happen, but not now. Can't happen now. We're not worthy of it. That was the Lo Yaminu. Not that they questioned the ultimate redemption. No. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, B'shomu l'kolecho. But Moshe Rabbeinu, still his doubts were, She'yoyim u'shemenem ru'uyim l'gula. Al derech ma'ashirim, as we find in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, look at the Lashon Shir HaShirim. He quotes right away, he goes to a medrash in Shir HaShirim. She'omru, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yidden, in fact, look what they said to Moshe. This is Lashon Chazal. The Yidden said to Moshe Rabbeinu, they said to him, Hey, Chonu Nigolit, how can we ever be redeemed, or at least at this point, Balei Ein B'yadeinu Ma'asim Ta'idim. So you see what they were concerned with. Not in the Etzem HaTocha, but the Maisa, how can we be Nigal at this point? The Yidden was saying that they themselves have contributed to the influx and to the spreading of Avodah Zarah and Mitzrayim themselves. Because Baruch Hu says you're going to do three signs. These three signs will show that the Bnei Yisrael have the koyach to overturn the three major forces of Tume, which is Hakina. Again, the Tzadik likes to work with these things. Remember, we had it. Hakina, Vahatayiv, and Vahakovit. Because these three things, Kina, Tayiv, and Kovit, these are the key elements for the three cardinal Averis. What are the three cardinal Averis? Which is Gimel Averis, Avodah Zarah, Yirah Rayis, and Shlichas Onan. These three Averis are connected with the three Midos. Kina, Tayiv, and Kovit. As the Tzadik already pointed out, we had it, if you remember, in Parshas Vayetze. As Rutzadik pointed out, that kina is what is jealousy is that which leads to shvichas damim. Kina, why does somebody kill someone, right? Because somebody's maybe he's infringing on your territory. You want him out of the way, right? There's not enough room for both of you. That's kina. Kina is keneged shvichas damim. And certainly we have, which is taiva, of course, which is arayis, which is poshit. And kovet is avodah zarah. Kol ha mizgoyeh kili oivet avodah zarah. What kind of gaiva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meloi kolos kevodoi. What kind of gaiva? Where have you room for gaiva? How can you have his nasus in the presence of the Melech Malcham Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kolam is goyer, kiloy v'lo v'dezor. So these three meters, kina, tithe, and kovid, right, correspond to the three cardinal averis, three main averis. So now, the Shoyrish Klippus Mitzrayim, says with Tzadik, the Shoyrish of Klippus Mitzrayim, Bemis, Hoyo, he says, HaTaive. She nikreis, it's called Erevas Oret, so it's Tufei Zima. That's the Shoyrish of Klippus Mitzrayim. But after Yisroel Hoyo Gedurim Arayis, and even though on the one hand we know that Yidin were Gedurim, that what, that they were guarded in the area of Arayis, to the Tzadik, we have to clarify that to the Tzadik. Gedurim Arayis only means that Hoyo Rakshu and Nitmo Ben Amitriyim. Gedurim Arayis means that they didn't intermingle with them. But you know, you can have taiva within your own community also. There's room for aveira, there's room for chet, you know, within your own community. The tzaddik taina is that there was enough taiva in Mitzrayim even on behalf of the Bnei Yisrael at that time. When it says that they were gedurim b'arayis, it means that they didn't mingle with the Mitzrayim. Out of their kind. Right? That's what they didn't do, they were careful with. And that's a big chus. Right? Because then nigalu come and show me the shabbat. I'm a komak and sechinam et sechinam, right? That they were lamenting the fact. And one of the perushim chinam means what chinam mean? Yikalamanu ma'arayim. Uksiv, it says, boichel mishpachoyso, what were they crying about? Aliske mishpachoyso, right? The fact that all of a sudden the Torah came to ask for certain relationships, right? Kravis, these kravim arosa, these kravim arosa. And they were not tolerant for that. Barak mahanav, the asirin loy pritzibu. They were not tolerant in those, right, which was also, but within the realm, right, within the realm of yourself, there's enough room for taivas to be involved in. Where does the shayrish of klippas ha-taiva come from? Klippas Mitzrayim, which is basically says the shayrish of klippas Mitzrayim was taiva. That's the shayrish, by the way. But the Tzaddik will show to us, Mitzrayim is such a mocking tumor that Mitzrayim had all three klippas. It had kinna, taiva, and kovid, all three. But the Tzaddik tells us, if someone happens to be shikua in the klippa of taiva, automatically one thing leads to the other. Taiva is such a destructive midah that you have no control in the area of taiva. Taiva leads you to kina, and taiva also leads you to cover to the other things. So whereas Mitzrayim Shreirish is klippas ha-taiva, but it didn't end by taiva. Taiva is where it starts. And if Tzaddik goes, you go back to the first sin, you go back to the first chet by the Eitz Hadas, and look how that evolved. Look at what Tzaddik is telling us. The klippas zu, the klippas taiva is Shreirish ha-klippas yitchilas ha-sotas ha-nochas, and the nochas writes enticed hoi b'taiva ta-chilas. The Nochesh started with Taiva. The Chet of Eitz Hadas started with Taiva. Ubal Chava, and the Nochesh came upon Chava. He had relations with her, Vitel Bozahava, and he injected Tumah into her. Umizeh, following that, after Taiva, what came? It came with Klippas HaKinah Uritzicha Bedar Beze for Kain. Kain was already Uritzicha. Uritzicha is from Kinah. He was jealous. Right? What was the Uritzicha there? Kain saw his card was not accepted. Right? Hevel's was. That's Kinah. Kinah brought Shlicha Zomim. The Tzaddik gives us this Yisrael, that since he started with Taiva, what comes out of Taiva, what emanates from Taiva later on is the next clip. The next step is from Taiva, your Yoyred, into the Nafkina, which is the Tzicha. So you see how it went succession. The root of it was Taiva. From Taiva came Ritzicha, from Taiva came Kina, which brought the Tzicha, and which brings later on Avodah Zorah. So Behoye Klippus Mitzrayim Koil Kol Agimu Klippus. Because it's Mamela like that. Because if Mitzrayim, the Shoyrish of Mitzrayim's clip of Taiva, because Mitzrayim was known as Erevas Oret, and we see by the very first chait that started with Taiva, it didn't stop by Taiva. Taiva brought the other two problems as well. Taiva brought Kina, and Taiva brought the problem of Kovit, which is Avodah Zorah, right? That was the other thing, Sheikh Azom and Avodah Zorah. But the same thing Mitzrayim, which Shoyrish was Taiva, Mitzrayim was Koilu, all three clippers. So now the Bnei Yisrael was surrounded with these three forces of Tumah. The Yisrael, Hoyim Mukav Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Ke'uber Bebet and Imoy. By the way, that's Loshon Chazal. Yisrael were not merely living in Mitzrayim. They were mami surrounded in the same way that an Uber, the same way that an embryo, the same way that a fetus is surrounded, right, by his mother's womb. The Yidin were mami surrounded. They were Shikua in these clippers of Mitzrayim. Ukenegedzeh. Therefore comes the Kodesh Baruch Hu and says to the Yidin, don't worry. I will give you three simonim that you can undo these three klippos. Kenegezet tiva lasses, look at now how a beautiful explanation, how it works with the psukim. Kenegezet tiva lasses lam gimel oisoi. Because Baruch Hu says, connect these three things, again, with Tzaddik's words in kinna, tithe, and kovid. Because Baruch Hu says to Moshe, what you're going to show is these three signs. So the first sign was, Shairish Hasosav Hanochot. What was the first ois? Throw your matzah to the ground. What does it become? Nochosh. That's referring to the clip of Taiva, because that was the first hasos of the Nochosh, the first way that the first idea that the Nochosh tried. He used the maneuver, and he was successful was by driving the koyach at the force of Taiva. But the Tzaddik goes even a step further, he says, the head alloy. Because Baruch Hu talked to like this. Nachmer, because Baruch Hu says, the emes of the Yetzirah can be used also in a positive, as a positive force. The Nochosh is the Yetzirah. If you don't have control of the Yetzirah, then he'll be moishel over you. But you shayach that not only to have control over the Yetzirah, but if you have control of the Yetzirah, you can use it. The matter, right, became a Nochosh, and also was a matter lakim, which shows that the Nochosh can become not only it can become transformed, no longer a Nochosh, but what is a Nochosh on one level can become a matter lakim on a different level. What's the difference? If you're holding it. If you're holding the matter lakim, if you have control over it, then the matter becomes an aid. The matter becomes a koyach ha-messiah. That's a matter. What's a staff? What's a matter? It's a support system. That's what a matter is. It helps the guy, right? Helps the goal. So the Tzaddik points out like this. Vayoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Hashlecheyu Arza. If you will let go of the matter, and you become earthly. Arza means you become earthly. You are Mitzir Das from Shemayim. Hashlecheyu Arza. Just throw it down to the ground. Vayhil HaNochash. Behind her, the Tzaddik says like this. Because the truth of the Yetzer Hara was created also for positive purposes. Nivra l'tachlis sheyeh ched v'sadishmata. Because what is the Yetzer Hara? Yetzer Hara creates desire. Yetzer Hara creates what we call taiva, but there could be also taiva the kedusha, but we don't call it taiva. We call it a kisufin. We call it a yearning for kedusha. Ahava. Or yira, which is the other oifen of avoda. The nochoi. The Yetzer Hara was created l'tachlis. It should be a chedavus of the shemata. It should be a simcha in learning. The Gemara tells us the Medrash Hanelam says that the Yetzer Hara can be used. You can use the energy of the Yetzer Hara in a positive way. Va'ato oisa oisera. It is you. It's because of you that the Yetzer Hara is turned into bad. Because you allow him to do bad. You allow the Yetzer Hara to do bad. The impogim b'chol menuvel zeh maschel beis medrash. What does it mean? The idea to take the Beis Medrash is to use the Yetzer Hara. Doesn't mean merely to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. No, Mashkei, pull them into the Beis Medrash. Because as the Tzaddik said before, the Chesed HaDishmata, use the drive, use the energy, use the Koiches. Instead of going on the wrong derech, use the energy of the Yetzer Hara to give you power. Nabodes Hashem. Achkim sheMesiach Daat min haTorah. But when a Yid is Mesiach Daat from Torah, he loses sight. There's some Libe Binyon Olam Hazeh, and he concentrates on Olam Hazeh. Tashlechei Orzo. Now you became an earthly being. Now becomes a nochash. However, HaKadosh says, it's not lost. Gain control. Put your hand on that nochash. That you control the nochash. So now the nochash not only becomes bottle, but the nochash turns into a matter. The Yitzhahara turns into a matter. A matter lakim. As an aid to help you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which was just a moment ago a nochash. But now you grabbed hold. Now you are moishel. Now you're in control. So what happens is, Yechzak boy vahilamate. Meramez kim shemachzak boy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oizroi b'chayze v'nasa matzah lekim. Kemoy shenivro, as it was created in the first place. Ultimately, liyat chamidu deraisa, to create a desire for learning. That's ois number one. Da'achik kachoma ois abeis. We're winding down now, and then comes the second ois. What is second ois? So the tzaddik that's neged klipat hakas. He means kina. The second noise, because the first one, as we showed, which was Taiva, that was Nochosh, that was the first sign, because you broke his soul, Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll be able to take care of it. We'll be able to control it. Let not the B'nai Yisrael despair. Second one is Legabe, the second noise, Kenegi Klippas Akas Kina. Shehi Ein Locheli Klal B'Yisrael. Kina is something that has no room whatsoever but B'nai Yisrael, Shemitam Zer. Therefore, HaMetzayra, the Metzayra, the Lashon Hara is the result of Kina, jealousy, and so on. There's other tumas mess, right, and so on. They're not sent out of all three machnes soil, including the Torah is sent out to show because his source, his shayrish came from kina. Kina has no room. Kina has no room. That's where tzaraas comes from. Tzaraas is kina. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows that you have tzaraas, but then put your hand in the right place. Put your hand back in the right place.
Shiva Kim Soroy. She's a gamkin epshilatakin or the chuva.
It's not lost. There's a mahal to be mitakin. Don't look at the matzav you're now, but look at the matzav that you are capable of reaching. That's the idea. That's the hashkofa. So the tzaddik, a very interesting thing. What's the difference between these two four ois? There's one more ois left. What's the last ois? Last ois is dam. There's one distinction between the two and the third. The first two reverted back to the original matzav. In other words, from the nochosh, they came back a matzav. From taras, shava kibsoroi. The third one was dam. He says he's going to show, you can take from the shvachto and you can take from the dam. And he says that there doesn't say that he turned it back, that he turned it back. So he says over here like this. So he says, the third one is, what is the third one? The Mayim of Mitzrayim. What was the Mayim of Mitzrayim? The Nilus. What was the Nilus? What was the role of the Nilus in Mitzrayim? That was the way they worshipped the Nilus. Rashi tells us that many times. So Mamela, he says, there came the Ois HaGimel Keneged, because the Yidden said to call Mitzrayim Mutu Nefesh. Me Avoy Dezorah Shalom, the Yidden were indicting themselves because of Avoy Dezorah, and they despaired. Avoy Dezorah Shalom Mitzrayim Hoya Nilus, V'lechein Her Olohem V'hoyu Hamayim, Min Hayor V'hoyu Lodam, U'kishi Yisukin Hakoil Yizbatul Mikol V'kol. Because what Kushvok is showing, that Avoy Dezorah ultimately is going to be destroyed forever. In other words, it's not going to come back. In other words, this bitl Avoy Dezorah that we have now showing, that became dam, the Nilus became dam, that this is the way it's ultimately, this is the way it's going to be. To show that Avodah Zarah is going to be outrooted completely. This was all necessary. Because once Moshe said, Lo Yaminu Li, so this in fact is planted, right? It's planted the lack of Amun in Bnei Yisrael. Meaning, what? That Bnei Yisrael was saying they're not Ru'uyim L'Geula. Not, says the tzaddik, that they doubted ultimate gula, but they said, how can it be with us? Maybe it'll be our grandchildren, maybe our great-grandchildren. Who knows? But it can't be us, we're not ruining the gula. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. So maybe he caused it to happen. Avlim loy hoy oyim, had Moshe Rabbeinu not said it, or yim aminim, then they would have still believed. K'mashom HaShem Yizbarach, v'shomu l'koy lecho. Because Baruch said they were listening. V'zeh shomu b'medesh rabbeh, shitosoy heshiva HaShem Yizbarach. Based upon Moshe Shitzik, because once Moshe said it, it became a reality, and also in the Oysis, he gave him the Oysis. You see, Rabbi Isai, the Kleich of the Dibur, you see here what it means, Imani Yisrael, you see here that no matter what the situation, that no matter how steep in the person can be in Taiva, and in Kin and in Kovoid, but ultimately a person has a Tikkun, and a Shasidi Chuvin to overturn it, and this was the Kleich of the Chizik of the Rabbi Shalom showing the various Oysis, that ultimately Kal Yisrael will be Ruim Legula, as we saw Taki, that the Gula Taki came. We also Taki should be Zoyche, to take a lot of an example. There's a matzah that we are in today, it certainly as it says, Kimei Tiseinu Meretz Mitzrayim, before the Isa Mashiach, the matzah is not much better, if not worse. There's not said about that. But we learn also from the Gula Mitzrayim, that the same way that the Eden were able to overturn the matzah then, there certainly is a chizik for us in the future, that all of us are also able to overturn the matzah, and this is the Kreich, the Kim of Am Yisrael, Adi Asir said. Thank you.